Yuma Perek Dalad Mishnah Dalad. B'chol yom hayachosa b'shal kesef u'mar b'toch shalzav. Every day when the Kohen that was appointed to do this would scoop out, that's what chosa means, scoop out, he would use b'shal kesef, which means he would use a shovel made out of silver, u'ma'ara b'toch shalzav. And then after he was done scooping out, he would then pour those hot coals into a shovel that was made out of gold. The reason he didn't just use a shovel made out of gold is because every time he would scoop out the coals, it would diminish in a very small way, but over time it would add up, it would diminish the shovel itself every time you'd scrape on it. So because the Torah cares about Jewish money, a Torah chasan on mamonah shel Yisrael, therefore to scrape and scoop out, they would first use silver, and only after they scooped it out, they would then pour it into gold. V'hayom chosa b'shal zav uvahayom achnis. But on Yom Kippur, they just used one. It was made out of gold. They scooped it out of gold. And that was the same one that they would bring lifnai v'lifnim. And the reason they did this is because they didn't want to be matriach. The Kohen Gadol had to do so much work. He was the one that was scooping it out. And he would just use that same shovel. And he wouldn't need to pour it into another shovel. B'choyom hayachosa b'shal arbas kavim. Ba'or b'toch shal shloshes kavim. Every day, they would scoop out the shovel that held four kabin, and they would pour it into a kli that held three kabin. It was a smaller kli that they would pour into because like Tiferes Yisrael explains, that as they would walk down the ramp, a lot of the coals would fall out on the side. And really the shear should be three kabin. That's the volume of the coals that you would need. So they first would scoop it out of four, walk down, a lot of the coals would fall off, and then they would pour it into the other shovel, which held the necessary amount, which is three kabin. V'hayom, but on Yom Kippur, chosa b'shal shloishas kabin u'boha yamachnis. The ketoros that was done, especially in the Kodesh Kedoshim, they would scoop out of a shovel that held three kabin, and it was the same shovel u'boha yamachnis that they would use to put on the Aron HaKodesh in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Rabbi Yossi omer b'chol yom chosa b'shal sa. Rabbi Yossi says that every day it was a sa, which is the volume of six kabin, u'mar b'toch shal shloishas kabin. And they would then pour into something that was half that amount, which is three kabim. End of the day, according to B.O.C. also, it needed three kabim. However, the one that was scooping out was holding much more. V'ayom chosu b'shol shloshes kabim uvahayamachlis. So B.O.C. agrees, though, that in Yom Kippur, it was three kabim that was scooped out, and they used that same one to be machnis, the ketoros, lefnai v'lefnim. B'chol yom haysa kveda v'ayom kala. Every other day, the shovel was heavy, and today was light, which means the walls of the shovel were thinner, like the Rav explains. B'chol yom ha'isa yodo kitzara. Every day the handle of the shovel was short. V'ayom aruka. But today it had to be long, because the Kohen Gadol, he had to have his arms help him hold the shovel as he walked to the Kodesh Kedoshim, to the Aron. Therefore, they needed a long handle to help him do so. B'chol yom ha'yazahavi yarok. Every other day of the year, the gold was green. Doesn't mean green here. It just means like yellowish, more yellow. V'ayom adam. But today it was red. It was reddish. It was a more precious gold. Divrei Rabbi Menachem. B'chol yom makriv pras b'shachas ufras bein harbayim. Every day, the ketoros, there was a pras, which is half of a mana, was brought of the ketoros now, not the coals. Now we're dealing with the ketoros. It was that amount, a pras, which is half of a mana, brought in the morning, ufras bein harbayim. And the same shear was brought bein harbayim. V'yom mosif melochofnov. And today we add, like Taisenta brings the Rashi, where we're talking about besides what we bring in shachras and arvis, that we put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that's in the Heichal, we also add Melo Chofnav, which is the amount of two hands worth. This is what he brings Lifnai V'Lifnim, on Yom Kippur only. We add this to what we normally do. B'chol yom haysa daka v'ayom daka min hadaka. Every day, the Keturis was ground into fine powder, but today, it was grounded in additional time. It was the finest of the fine, on Yom Kippur. And this is learned out, like the Rav says, from the Psukim, as it says, "Mloy chofnav ketaros samim daka." The Torah already says by ketaros, "Vishachakta mimena hadeik." It repeats itself to teach you that it's daka min daka. It's very, very fine.